Hey guys, I'm Alex. And today on the Two Man Comic Book Club podcast, we're talking about all that spicy drama with the new crew at the DCU. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah, you did look like you forgot where you were for a second. I think it was a car going by.
I think anybody who is listening and has listened to anything in the past knows that I don't know what's going on.
He has a proclivity for nodding off. Just up front, y'all, I am mostly recovered, but still recovering from some sort of sickness. I took a COVID test. It was negative. I am down with the sickness. Down with the sickness. It's is it corn?
I have no idea.
No, somebody's screaming right now because I said the wrong. It might be. Oh, let's just start this off with a gurgle right here.
This gurgle break is brought to you by The Adventures of Captain 166 and Nostradamus, the new comic.
It's
book.
Disturbed.
Okay.
I knew that.
The comic book that I wrote.
I said corn.
And traced and colored. for Alex, his Christmas present. If you want to learn about it, join the Discord.
It's awesome. I've showed it to several people, and they've all loved it.
Several.
Oh, man. Yeah. Only four of them hated it.
He traced everything.
No, I said he drew all this from his mind and his hand with a number two pencil, even the color. we are a little less prepared for this. Again, I've been under the weather for like a week, including Christmas.
It is December 27th. So like I woke up this morning forgetting that we had talked about recording today.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, oh, hey, can we still do this? Get this and release it on the same day. So yeah, it might be a little slapdash.
Yeah, but we still have some good stuff to talk about. Less comic books, but there have been some, you've probably seen it, some news in the DCU, or rather, it was the DCEU, it is now the DCU. DC's film divisions have been shaken up, and a lot of stuff in the news that we're going to talk about. And also, for Alex and Drew Rank the MCU, we finished Ant-Man, concluding Phase 2. If you would like links to the sheets that we use, check the description below or anywhere. Jump in the Discord, you can find it. You can rank along with us. A lot of fun.
Well, how about we get started in the format that we normally do by asking Alex the question, hey, Alex, what you been reading,
I have read a little bit, not as much. Again, I've been under the weather and just kind of sitting around vegging, watching movies. We have watched all the Harry Potter movies recently. That was a good, fun Christmas adventure.
You mean including the
we did not watch the Fantastic Beasts film, just the Harry Potter ones. Although, this is a hot take, I think I like those more than the Harry Potter films. A lot of people, I don't know what you think either. I'm curious. Just the most recent one? Reading-wise, I've read, let's see, I'm actually caught up on the Human Target stuff now that's out. I bought it recently, but I hadn't actually caught up to it. The new X-Men Red series, or it's not new, but it's the newish X-Men Red, is about the extent of my reading, though otherwise I have not read much. I read The Adventures of Captain 166 and Nostradamus again. That was good. Otherwise, not much. What about you? What you been reading, yo?
Reading-wise, I finished, at least to my knowledge, unless they came back to do it, to write more in the future, I finished the Grant Morrison run on Doom Patrol in the 80s, before it was passed over to, I can't remember the name of somebody, but the person who passed off to supposedly held it up pretty well.
Nice.
So I'm going to keep going. And just so you know, I had planned to introduce you guys to Doom Patrol by finding a little four-issue arc, and I just haven't been able to find that yet. And part of it is that the Grant Morrison Doom Patrol run is just so off the wall zany at times that it would be hard. Like, it would be better, like, if I really just dug into it, or you just read it yourself. So
is it a similar vibe to like The Nice House on the Lake, where it's a little too much to just like
it's not
that shoehorn it's into spoiler. One?
Like,
well, even if we weren't worried about spoiling Nice House, it's still so much. Like, here's nine characters you got to wrap your head around.
I think part of it is that the art does, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of the artist of that run. The art and just the whole meta aspect of the entire run.
Right.
I mean, like, I was looking at doing, talking through the painting that ate Paris. That's like an art. It's literally a painting that ate the city. I mean, there's also a sentient street that just like pops around.
I have not caught up on the show. Do they tackle any of these runs in the show?
Danny the Street is
a very
popular thing on the show. Anyway, Doom Patrol is something that if you want something that's just not your typical superhero show or superhero book, it's definitely worth checking out, and maybe one day we'll figure out a way to do it. Maybe I'll find it, because I do think I might go try to at least skim back through the Grant Morrison stuff and see if I can find something to share with you. But yeah, that might be later. I just watched the other day, I just felt like watching Batman Begins, which led to Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. I also finished watching Superman and Lois, everything that is currently on HBO Max.
Nice.
Watching Legends of Tomorrow, everything that's on Netflix. I thought we were going to get some Booster Gold at the end of that, but I think it got canceled. So I think it might be that the only thing I haven't finished on the Arrowverse is season 3, maybe it's 4, of Batwoman, which I started and jumped over to something else. And if there's any more Flash,
is that canceled too, Batwoman?
I don't know. I think it might have been.
Mm-hmm.
I also watched Naomi,
which you told me
we covered on the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not the sort that just bashes things.
That's my job.
But I would say the comics did it better.
Yeah.
I thought the actress that they had for Naomi was awesome.
Right.
It was just, they changed a bunch of stuff, and I kept asking why. And I only watched it, all 13 episodes, to be a completionist. It was okay.
Just didn't land for you.
Yeah. Also, one last thing. It's not really what I've been reading, but I did read it. Holly got me a copy of a book called How to Draw Comics, The Marvel Way.
Full Marvel boy.
Yeah. And I've spent the last 3 days working on my stick figures and faces. I drew a face yesterday that looked like a face.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
I keep going and showing it to Holly. She's like, you're an artist.
Marvel, we know you're listening. You just give my boy Drew a call and give him a job.
He'll
draw your faces.
I'll be your penciler for, if you need a comic book, I'll get it to you in 6 months.
Is it specifically penciling? Is that like the main focus of it?
But like it starts by talking about perspective, and then basic like making your forms look dynamic, like over exaggerating moves so that there's obvious motion on the page. And I've just gotten to the part where they're starting to talk about faces.
I don't know
what comes after that, but I think it's supposed to be dealing with inking and panel layout and all
just that everything.
Stuff. I just haven't.
I expect issue 2 to be bonkers.
Well, let me say. I know we've been talking about this for a long time, but just to be full disclosure, the first issue of Captain 166 and Nostradamus, I know I've said it a bunch of times, it's just because I don't want anybody to think it any other way. I trace most of it. Like, I found pictures on Google. The cover, I literally traced from a blue and gold cover, because I was just like, this is just for Alex. It's just fine. It doesn't matter. I do think if I try to go forward and ever follow up with another story. I might try to do more of the drawing myself, which probably means the quality is going to drop significantly.
No, you can't do that. You have to be perfect.
Okay. Well, you can expect the second issue to come out in the year 2027.
I'll put it in my calendar.
Okay.
It's not that bad of a turnaround for a non-comic book artist.
Well, anyway, you're still listening, you're a true fan, and you should just jump down and click on the Discord link in the show.
Yes.
And join us and tell us what your favorite variety of hot tea is.
Mm.
Jump in.
I bought Katie like 10 different sample packs of hot tea from Savoy for Christmas. She will never finish them until next month when she does finish them. Yeah, so let's make sure you follow us on all our social stuff.
By the way,
what's up?
That's the chair.
No, it's not. I'm watching. He's not even wearing pants. make sure you follow us on all our social medias. You can find us at Two Man Comic Book on Twitter, Two Man Comic Book Club everywhere else with the number 2. You can find me at Alex Wayne Miller. Wayne is WAYNE, just like Bruce Wayne, because I am Batman.
Did you say just like Christian
Bale? How did he say it? Yeah.
I'm Batman. I can't do it.
I'm Batman.
I just like noticed.
Where's Rachel? I am Batman.
Yeah. He did that more than most Batman.
My throat already is not 100%, so I'm thinking about doing that for an extended amount of time. I'd lose it.
Yeah. you can find any way to contact and get to know what I'm up to at
beermargins.com. Let's talk about all this DCU stuff. So for those that don't know, we'll give you the quick skinny, at least of what we can think of off the top of our head. HBO has been kind of like mixing up everything lately. They're kind of rebranding everything after the HBO Max creation, and there's some stuff with Discovery, and there's like CEOs changing places way too often for any successful business. A bunch of weird stuff, but the latest big news to come out of that is that James Gunn and what is his name? Is it Pete Safran something?
I don't know.
I'm gonna Google this real quick. They're taking over the DC film division and completely starting over. There's no more Superman, no more Henry Cavill wearing the cape. As far as we know, Wonder Woman 3 is not moving forward, though there have been zero confirmation that Gal Gadot is done. Gal Gadot, that's another thing I need to Google. Shazam 2 is not happening.
Oh, wow.
As far as we know. That has come from the mouth of The Rock himself after a conversation with James Gunn. There's more. There's a bunch of stuff. Apparently The Flash is still happening, but they're like taking out a bunch of stuff that's like, here's what happens next. They're cleaning house. Now, I don't think, hold on, let me Google this before we forget. I want to give full credit. It's not just James Gunn. Oh God, what did I do?
This GoPro break, just like the last GoPro break, is brought to you by issue number 1 of The Adventures of Captain 166 and Michael Damas, where they go up against a certain captain wearing a certain eyepiece on one eye.
Let's see. Here's comic book. Peter Safran. Peter Safran and James Gunn are basically the co-CEOs, I don't know what their official title is, of the DCU. And for those that remember, right, it used to be the DCEU, I think, for Extended Universe. Is that correct? Yeah, so now it's just the DCU, the DC Universe. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. We're going to make it through this podcast. So they're cleaning house. They're doing all this different stuff, and they've... So I have thoughts on this. So obviously James Gunn has had a lot of success in the superhero film division. And I have another thing we'll tie back to that in a second. Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2, incredible. He was also, I think, one of the people that helped out a lot writing the Infinity War. I think the Russo brothers were in talk with Gunn a lot. Like, just like, hey, what are your thoughts on this, if anything? And then on the DC side, the Suicide Squad, right? No, his was Suicide Squad. I can't remember.
I think his was the.
Okay. It was either the or not the.
With Michael Rosenbaum and the polka dot man.
I'm pretty sure the Smulchin.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he specifically said, oh, James Gunn texted me like, I'd like you to read the polka dot man in the Suicide Squad. I think he's emphasizing.
Yeah.
If we're wrong, join the Discord.
And let us know. Otherwise, we'll always be wrong.
Yes.
But right. Anyway, that's The Suicide Squad, incredible. Peacemaker, incredible. And he's kind of just hasn't missed, right? So, in my opinion, who better? Yes.
Was he the guy, the one that also was behind Brightburn?
Yes, and that's with a little bit I was going to get to later. We've already seen kind of like a what-if weird Superman thing from him and Brightburn. That I think he produced and helped write or something like that. And I don't know, but he was very involved. But anyway, as far as somebody that DC's obviously, they've been behind the ball as far as trying to keep up with Marvel and the success that the MCU has brought, and finding somebody that can take all of these characters and these properties, which honestly, if at the end of the day, like they're probably more valuable IP than Marvel. I mean, maybe not like right now, but if you were to like somehow go back to 2008 before Iron Man exploded.
The world knows Superman.
Yes.
I've heard it said many times, and this isn't just Superman fanboy speaking.
Well, just like, who are the top three superheroes in the world?
Even not superhero. Like,
right.
The number one pop culture icon in the history of the universe. Well, I can't say that because we don't know
what's
out there in Alpha Centauri.
Right.
I've heard it said multiple times. It was just like, when you talk about the most recognizable being, fictional or otherwise,
right?
It's Superman and Jesus.
Right.
Those two, I feel like, are the two that people most often think about. And the Superman sign, it's, I think, ubiquitous. I never knew if that was ubiquitous or ubiquitous.
It's ubiquitous, yeah.
Like, it's everywhere. Like, people talk about Superman in Marvel movies. You know, mm-hmm. So it's just like, if you were just to pick, like you said, go back to 2007.
Yep.
And think, all right, who's going to have a more successful
film studio? Yeah.
Is it going to be DC or Marvel?
Right.
Like, some might think Marvel, just because if you were to compare some of the movies that Marvel had made up to that point, they were better than a lot of the DC ones. But yeah, like,
I mean, maybe. Like, there were several Batman films that were great before that. Yeah. Like, how many of Christopher Nolan's Batman films have come out? At least one.
Oh, you were talking about that.
By the time Iron Man came out. Yeah. At least one. That was maybe still a better film. Mm-hmm. and then there's the other Batman films that had come out. Some people still like the Superman films.
I go back and I've been thinking about going back and rewatching those.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know that I need to, like, temper myself because they're a lot slower paced.
Right.
I'm the sort, I got super into Superman a long time ago, and I was like following fan forums online back whenever Nicolas Cage was supposed to be playing it, you know, and like the number of times it was just like, all right, the Superman film has been indefinitely postponed, all right, canceled. And like whenever Superman Returns came out in like 2002, 3, 4, whatever that was,
mm-hmm.
I got tickets to the closest IMAX 3D to us, which was in Tulsa, and got lost driving around Tulsa, trying to find my way to the film. And I had like tears running down my face during the intro sequence.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm seeing a Superman movie again.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have expected anything like the superhero climate to be.
Right. I mean, and also, like, proving my point earlier, name the top three superheroes. Like, if you just list them, not in any order, but top three are who?
No particular
order. Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah. Cool. So that's 2/3 of the most recognizable superheroes on the planet belong to DC. And Spider-Man wasn't introduced into the MCU until the third phase of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, sure, he had some success with the Andrew Garfield and the Tobey Maguire stuff. But he wasn't even part of this big thing until much, much, much later, you know, over a decade after it started. And still, they just haven't been able to stick the landing at DC. Excuse me, sorry.
Yeah, I always go in wanting the Superman or the DC films to be fantastic.
Yeah,
and I was
same.
Away thinking, hey, that was
all right. Right. Yeah. Like, yeah, that was fine.
Like, it's funny. Batman Begins is a movie that started me saying that was all right, and the more I watch it, the more I'm like, this is a fantastic.
No, they're all baller. Yeah, they're incredible.
Superman Returns, whatever. Man of Steel is kind of the same way for me. Mm-hmm. No, by the way, I love Brandon Routh as Superman. He was fantastic. It was just, the story was Superman 1.
Yep.
Literally Lex Luthor gave the same speech. Anyway,
but Man of Steel aged well, I think, yeah, overall.
That was one of those I saw it and I was just like, this doesn't feel quite right, mm-hmm. but it's one of those, the longer I have it, the more I was like, man.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill can wear the S shield anytime he wants to.
Right.
Which, bringing us back to...
he's not going to be wearing that any longer. He has met with James Gunn and Peter Safran, and they broke the news to him that they're blowing it up.
Weeks after we saw him in the post-credit scene of Black Adam.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, he grew, like, and I think we talked about this on a recent episode. I wasn't necessarily a huge Henry Cavill fan from the beginning, just because I was right. comparing him to every Superman that had ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
But he grew into it because I just felt like he embodied it. For, you know, and I don't know everything about the man.
Right.
But, like, seeing different ways that he interacted with the fandom.
Right.
Like, I just thought that he was great. And he came to look really good.
Yeah, he definitely, I mean, very strong casting in my opinion. He's definitely, so far, I don't have like an affinity for the Brandon Ralph Superman, really. I've seen the film and it was fine.
I just walked into it. I felt like they were trying to give a tip of the hat to the Christopher Reeve ones.
Right.
And, man, you look at the picture of them side by side, they made them look
mm-hmm.
like this could be Christopher Reeve.
Right, they could have continued that. Right.
And also, you know, I just love, because I've gotten to know Brandon Ralph more through the Arrowverse
mm-hmm.
games where he's kind of had him. And getting to see him put on the Superman suit again during Crisis on Infinite Earths, God, that was awesome.
Yeah.
It's like the Kingdom Come version.
Right.
It's not that I would want him to play it again.
Sure.
I think he had it. It was a nice exit for him.
Well, I think what you're feeling right now is probably what a lot of DC fans are.
Yeah.
Like, despite the not near as much success... at all. It's not even close. It has not been as good as the MCU in any measurable way. There are a lot of fans still that yeah. love these characters and love these portrayals like, and these actors like representing these characters.
Shazam.
Yeah.
Awesome film. Just fun.
Yep. Wonder Woman 1.
Wonder Woman. Lots of fun. I mean, Man of Steel, looking back.
Man of Steel's but, solid.
And when I got to see the Snyder Cut, I was like, man.
Snyder Cut, loved good. It.
But mm-hmm. everything else, I'm just like, take it or leave it.
Yeah. And let's talk about some duds. Even though I like it, Suicide Squad, more or less, most people don't. And I like it while criticizing it.
For the record, that's the first.
Correct, yes. Will Smith, Will Smith, Suicide Squad. Aquaman, in my opinion, is a hot, fiery piece of dumpster fire.
I walked in, the first time I watched it, all I knew of it was that Alex hated it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, okay. So what am I trying to say? Use words, true.
Like your expectations, yeah, were more than a dumpster.
Yeah, so I was just like, hey, wasn't bad.
Yeah. Right. Wonder Woman 2 very much did not live up to the... It was fine.
It was fun.
Yeah, it had some fun. Like, they leaned into the 80s thing a little bit, but it was fine. Right, yeah. What else has been there?
Birds of Prey
was okay.
What else is there? Okay.
Batman v Superman was meh.
I think it's a travesty.
Justice League.
Batfleck get his own film.
Right.
Justice
League, not great.
Yeah, I forgot that even existed.
Yeah, we're talking about the Snyder Cut, but I mean that in itself, that existing is part of the problem, right? Like, can you imagine somebody saying redo the Avengers?
Yeah.
Same guy, even, you know, but it just didn't happen. The Suicide Squad,
yeah.
Fantastic.
It just felt like maybe it was just you knew that by that point, that was after the Snyder Cut had been released, right?
So oh, yeah.
It was kind of like, where are we? What world are we in?
Right.
And it just didn't take itself too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had Nathan Fillion as the detachable kid.
That, right.
What is that? His power is that his arms come out.
Right.
And they can go back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has a... I remember talking to Alex. It had a similar... energy to me to the Doom Patrol TV show, and I love the Doom Patrol TV show.
Right.
Just because it's not trying to be this, you know, super connected. Like,
mm-hmm.
I still don't entirely know where that thing happened.
Right. It is important for these things to be able to stand on their own.
Yeah. And the Suicide Squad did.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just Black Adam kind of.
Agreed. That's another one that was, that's the most recent one that is, as of now, they're kind of vague about it, but there are no, if they're going to bring him back, it is not going to be anytime soon. Yeah. Which, you know, sucks for The Rock. He spent like a decade trying to get that going, and I think it had some decent, well, actually I've heard that it might still not make any money despite how good it did just because of how much it cost to make. Peacemaker, incredible. Here's,
I don't know, like, the Suicide Squad and Peacemaker, like, I liked them
yeah.
in their own world, but, like, I don't know that I personally would have wanted those as a jumping off point for the entire
right.
DC, and it was the thing that was working right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, and that's partially probably my DC elitist, you know.
Sure.
I don't try to be, but, like, there's, I just...
Well, that's the problem, right? Like, you're, if your Peacemaker is one of your most popular DC characters, what in the world? You know, that's insane.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just because they found somebody who fit the part really well, played it really well, and the showrunners that just made it happen.
Now, we want that to happen, right? We want to, you know, the more that they can pull into their catalog and get these deep cuts, you know, the Tom King effect. If they're if James Gunn's a smart, he's going to have Tom King as a some sort of person to refer reference for just rich storytelling. But for multiple reasons, we want Superman, right? We want Batman, we want Wonder Woman, all these characters.
I feel like, I don't know if we've gotten the weeds. If anybody's listening and they didn't know the news themselves, will you put us on that by telling us what the trajectory is supposed to be? Because I can't remember.
So, the one thing that we do know is that Henry Cavill being out as Superman led to James Gunn confirming that he himself is writing a new Superman story based around a younger Clark Kent in his time at the Daily Bugle.
Daily Planet.
Daily Planet, okay. Because newspaper worlds and stuff.
Harry White, not
that. Yeah, James. Yeah, different paper. So,
yeah, when I heard that...
Younger.
I have a feeling if Henry Cavill hears that, he was just like, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. I could not play...
Right, yeah.
And as soon as I heard that, I was just like, wait a minute, hold on. Because, you left out one part.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that James Gunn said he wants to base, like, the number one important thing, he wants to base the whole restart
yes.
on Superman.
Yes.
And as soon as I heard that, I was just like, okay, you got me. Take my money.
Yeah, he said, like, I think it's a direct quote, like, Superman is the most important character to us.
Yeah. And I'm sure that a lot of people will hear that and be like, oh, give me a break. Superman is stupid. Like, so many people hate Superman. Holly hates Superman.
I don't hate him, but he's not my favorite character, for sure. Yeah.
It's just, I think it's because so many people have seen him. It's like, well, what is there that can do anything to him? And he's just... But if we go back to the beginning, as he's developing, we get to see the human side of him, even though he's not human. But you know what I mean?
Right.
Which I think maybe that'll be a way to get people to buy in and not just be like, he's this literal superhuman,
mm-hmm.
super being, the person who brought on the term superhero. Just basically immortal.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get to see him developing and making mistakes. And connecting with humans as opposed to being a god. And maybe that'll help some people to not just dismiss him. I don't know, but I have a feeling there's a lot of people who are just like, Superman's boring. I don't care about him. Show me Batman.
I bet there's more people that like Superman than don't.
I guess maybe I just...
I mean, you're in the crowd of, you know, in the world of, even if, you know, relatively small, of like comic critics. You know, we discuss and sometimes critique
maybe
comics.
That,
so
the ones that who feel Superman is boring are more vocal,
right? Yeah.
Then the mass,
right,
is just like, yeah, he's fine,
mm-hmm.
and much larger than the people who are like, I love him,
right? Yeah. Some fun stuff to do right now, and there's transition is follow James Gunn on Instagram. He posts lots of cool stuff, but like this is what gets me really excited is. Aside from the fact that he is going to be structuring this around like their dominant popular heroes,
yeah.
they're not going to ignore Batman if Superman's there. They're two sides of a coin, right? He just posted in September as this, I'm showing Drew right now to get the reaction, is one of his favorite comic stories that he's read in a long, long time. This is Strange Adventures. Yeah, Adam Strange. Great comic book. I read this entire series. Yeah. I need to give it to you. That might be a good one to cover. Strange Adventures. I'm so sorry. Please keep listening to our podcast. Strange Adventures, one of the best comic runs that Tom King's put out in a long time, which is saying something. You know, the guy that's in charge of DC Films now loves that story. He also like shared a picture of Mr. Terrific, like a super deep cut character.
I wonder. We haven't seen the cosmic realm in other than bringing in Kryptonians,
right?
Have we? And
I mean,
Star Monster.
Yeah, like I guess. How do you think of like, Granny Goodness and stuff? They're not really space, are they? I guess they.
No, I mean like literal space, not the old guns and guns stuff.
No, we haven't seen we haven't gone to space like Guardian style.
That would present an easy way to bring the Green Lantern character in, and just like the whole cosmic realm of DC that we haven't seen yet, and could. So anyway, sorry.
No, there's fine. I'm kind of looking through. There's more in here that he has posted. He posted a screen grab from some massive DC event, and he said something like making plans, and it was like,
like Flashpoint, Crisis.
I think it was a Crisis event.
There's been so many
right.
War is the buzzword for Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Crisis is the buzzword for DC. There's Identity Crisis, Infinite Crisis, Final Crisis.
Right. I'm not seeing it, but.
Which personally, I hope they won't go in the Crisis on Infinite Earths route because we just got that in the Arrowverse and it just kind of cheapened that entire.
Right. Thing. Yeah, I mean, maybe eventually they'll pick their events to go towards.
Not in the next 5 years.
Sure. I mean, if he's smart, he'll do what he's been a part of at Marvel and be successful in that way.
So, we asked a question, and I never actually thought about it. The question of the week in our Discord: who should be the new young Superman? Have you had any thought?
I have, but I don't have a good answer.
I can see somebody in my mind's eye.
Somebody who can get jacked.
Yeah.
Which I guess Marvel can, or DC, those guys can do that with anybody.
Yeah. Anyway, I started the question before I realized I didn't have an answer.
Yeah.
Have you thought of any fan casting at all for a younger DC universe?
I would like to see what's his name from the Stranger Things, Lucas.
Yeah.
Play one of the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
I think that could be pretty cool.
That could be cool. I mean, you could just take the Stranger Things cast. As Finn Wolfhard could be a Flash.
Yeah.
He could be a Flash. Anyway, yeah,
we can do that whole thing.
Something
I don't know. I trust James Gunn. I will say, while I'm glad that he's like, going out on a mission to kind of make this a cohesive thing, I love Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm glad every MCU film is not like the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
You know, the Guardians.
James Gunn being the guy at the head doesn't mean he's
right. Right, so I'm hoping that he lets, and I have no reason to believe he won't, but lets creators create, and doesn't feel the need. Right, so I'm fine with him bringing over the Peacemaker stuff, Suicide Squad stuff that he did.
Though, honestly, I don't know if he can.
You don't think so?
I mean, if the whole point is we're blowing it up and starting over, for one, it seems a little self-serving to be like, I'm gonna, but we're blowing everything up.
Right.
The things that I did.
Right.
And also, so many of those things are built on an existing universe. We have literally seen Henry Cavill. Well, actually, no, we didn't see him. But we have seen, everybody.
Yep, interact with the Peacemaker. Or Peacemaker, yep.
And all that stuff. So, the existing...
Yeah, if Amanda Waller comes back, played by the same lady... Yeah.
I don't think we can.
Yeah.
Unless they just decide that that's, Earth 2.
Sure.
Three, Earth 4. you know, yes.
But then why not leave other stuff intact? So it's kind of like, because we'll see what happens.
There is, I can't remember which one it is, but whenever the whole multiverse spinoff thing started happening, I think, and I could be wrong, Uber comic book fans, you can correct me in the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
I think once things started splitting off, there is a world, there is a universe where, like, the Silver Age, Gold Age things exist.
Mm, right.
So I wonder if it could be like, yes, this was an older time, you know, and we just recolor Henry Cavill as the Golden Age or Silver Age,
right.
Superman, that is in a world that has,
right,
a universe that is in the past, and then we could bring it back. You know,
yeah, and they
the Kingdom Come time,
sure,
you know, seeing Henry Cavill with the gray streaks.
Yeah, yeah, they can. They're setting themselves up to be able to bring all of them back later for a big event if they want.
But, yeah, I kind of hope, I mean, as much as I did enjoy Peacemaker and the Suicide Squad, I don't feel like we can have them in the reboot.
Yeah, we'll see if he's a hypocrite or not, yeah, keeping them around. Now, I will say, it has not been confirmed, to my knowledge, that everything is axed. We know Henry Cavill's out. We know Wonder Woman 3 is not happening. It has not been confirmed that Gal Gadot is gone. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
But we know that, what's his face? Momoa?
That's right. It's another one.
He's not Aquaman anymore, right? He's Lobo?
There are rumors that he's being cast as Lobo,
yeah,
which I know very little about that character.
And me too, other than...
We're going to take a quick break so I can get a cough drop, and we'll be right back. And we're back. I'm going to suck on these cough drops and let Drew do more of the talking as we wrap up our Alex and Drew Rank the MCU stuff. Don't want to cough into your ears anymore and blow out your car speakers or your AirPods or wherever you're listening to. So apologize for all the coughing you hear. I think Drew went back and dropped the level on the ones
you
could find.
I tried to do that some. There's so probably still some coughs.
And hopefully you're by the time I'm better, but the next time we record.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts on James Gunn's new DCU?
No, I'm a sucker for Superman. So like any chance I get to see another origin story and see how we do it, I'm game, and we'll see, you know, instead of it just being a bunch of random things that they're trying to bring together in post, if it starts that way, you know, if I feel like it could only be good. Now, in another 10 years, I might say, man, what was the, what
why
were they
did
thinking?
They blow it all up?
Yeah. Who knows? But also, I mean, I had the Arrowverse, you know,
sure,
even though it's coming to a close, really, it seems that Crisis on Infinite Earths was worth all of that. And even though it's not movies, and the production quality is a lot lower for the most part,
uh-huh,
I've had wonderful DC properties that I've been able to consume for a long time now. So,
sure.
So, if we jump over to the Alex and Drew Rank the MCU.
I've got my sheets open.
We watched Ant-Man just the other day, the final film of Phase 2. So, let's just say overall gut. Where did Ant-Man end up?
So, gut reaction, I put this at a 7.4. It was higher than I thought it would be. The Ant-Man films, I think, have become more and more important as we've progressed through.
Yeah.
But felt by contrast to the last three. No, honestly, one, two, the last three. So before Ant-Man, we watched Captain America Winter Soldier, Guardians Volume 1, and Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
Three strong films, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So coming back down to earth a little bit for Ant-Man was definitely a contrast for sure. What about you?
It ended up at an 8.8, and I put it there for a multitude of reasons. That puts it in, I think, third for my gut, like overall,
mm-hmm,
behind Winter Soldier or Guardians of the Galaxy, and then Winter Soldier, because I don't know, like I felt like I enjoyed it more on this watching than I thought I would, because I in over time, you know, comparing it to the comedy of Guardians. I was like, it's not going to be as good as Guardians, but the comedy was just hilarious in a different way. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, just getting to see a whole new character, like let's introduce something that also harkens back to like Golden Age yeah. Avengers, which was really neat. And I just,
Paul Rudd is very funny, by the yeah. way, like his comedy, it kind of just works.
Yeah. And I just had so much fun with it as I was watching that. I was like, yeah, okay. And I thought about it in relation to any of the other movies. And I was like, which other ones did I walk away from thinking, man, that was really good. And the, you know, Guardians, Winter Soldier. And I was like, Avengers maybe. But for whatever reason, I think back to Avengers and I mean, granted, it was like a year ago that we watched Avengers, but I don't know. I just felt like it was strong, and I may end up regretting pigeonholing myself by giving Ant-Man an 8.8, knowing what's coming in the future.
Yeah, that's a very strong score.
I just think anything that's in a 9 range is going to be all world caliber going forward.
Yeah, and then we'll just say again, Drew and I's scores were quite different on this one, but it doesn't matter about our scores compared to each other right now. It's just compared to the other ones that we have also ranked. Yeah. So we're going to average these together when they're all done.
Being consistent with ourselves.
Yeah, so his 8.8 might not be as far away from my 7.4 yeah. as it sounds. Yeah. You know, so
how about this? As a quick review, if we talk about the story category, we are rating plot, character development, world building, representation, and continuity. And I'll just go ahead and say my highest score in the story section was plot, and my lowest was a tie between character development and continuity. What about you?
It's funny. I'm kind of the opposite. My highest was the continuity, and my lowest was the plot.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, mm-hmm. Continuity is one of those that we are allowing ourselves to go back and change over the course of things. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Ant-Man, introduces the quantum realm, which right. will be... and. Probably something that I do
exceedingly important
need to yeah. need to rank higher. But I guess when I was making that, I was thinking more, oh, okay, so mm-hmm. we went back to the 80s, and that's all I was thinking of. Sure. I wasn't necessarily thinking forward. So continuity, I might bring up higher mm-hmm. eventually.
Which will only be in the line with more of how much you like this film.
Yeah.
The plot was fine.
See, this is where like,
that wasn't my lowest one. My lowest one was character development.
Okay, yeah. Me too. I think that I was putting some power into the plot that I might be interpreting a little bit different than Alex. Mm-hmm. And that's because as I was watching, there were like so many ways that they were like planning out the story and like the way that they used the differences in shape and everything. I think I was kind of putting that into plot a little bit, like sure. thinking the plotting, the storyboarding yeah. to decide like those. I definitely gave credit for those moments in like edit
sure.
for the video section, but I was thinking a lot of that and just, mm-hmm. so yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. The plot for me, the villain in this one's a little weaker than some of yeah. the other films.
I agree.
Yeah. Which kind of hurts the plot for me. The villain, the concept of like conceptually it's fine. And I like that actor too.
Yeah.
For some reason, it just fell a little flat for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why. And honestly, I don't think it gets way better in the second Ant-Man film either. When we get there,
I can't remember what it is. So
yeah.
we'll see when we get there.
I mean, that says. Do you think you would have forgotten this villain?
No, but I've also seen Ant-Man a number of times.
The second one,
because I just remember thinking, "Hey, it's fun." And that back in the days when the MCU. Films were just wherever they wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Like there would be times when we like scrolling through Netflix, and like, oh hey, Ant-Man's on right. here. I feel like laughing. I want to see. Let's watch that. So I feel like yeah. I've seen Ant-Man more times than a bunch of the other ones.
His croony friends,
yeah,
Luis,
yeah.
and yeah. all his rambling is 10 out of 10 yeah. comedy. Apparently, you can fact check me on this, but I'm 90% sure that Kevin Feige has said that there is a cut of Luis. Mm-hmm. going through and telling the Infinity War saga through his like hectic
yeah.
Storytelling. He said this and she said this, yeah. man. And I was like, oh man, really?
Oh man.
I would pay money to watch yeah, that me alone. Too.
So moving on to the next thing, a video. So in this we're rating color, composition, edit, costumes, set design, and CGI.
Strong composition score for me on this one.
I was just going to say that I and once again, this might be something that I regret eventually, but I noticed multiple times I was just like really impressed with the edit of this film, like the way and that the way that they composed things, where they were like cutting from the sound and the set design of the way things feel and look whenever we're in the microscopic up into so I gave composition and edit both 9.75 in this, which is
mine
a lot,
still pretty high. I gave it a 9 in composition, an 8 in the edit. It's really strong as far as just like the framing they have to do in and out of big and small constantly. And like, you know, in 1 second, they'll go from one to the other multiple times. So that was really strong. CGI also, because of just the nature of this, was super strong. I imagine a lot of set design was probably green screen.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was
realistic. I mean, screen all the time. I actually texted Alex one. I was like, how much of this do you think is practical? Because there were certain times when they were tiny that I was like, it almost feels like we're back in the 90s with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, where they were like, they had these animatronic giant ants that they were dealing with.
It's wild. Sometimes the MCU hits out of the park with their CGI that when they don't, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Hashtag She-Hulk.
So for my lowest in video, I picked costume just because, the Ant-Man costume was cool. Mm-hmm. The yellow jacket was all right. I don't know. I was comparing it, thinking back to, you know, like Iron Man 3, whenever we had 1,000 Iron Man suits and all the, and Guardians of the Galaxy, where every single person had a different physiology. Mm-hmm. So like I
always have trouble doing that one. My scores there are not near as diverse as they need to be across the films, but I feel like I'm in the weeds now that I can't change too much. I mean, maybe if any of them can be changed retroactively, that one probably can.
Yeah.
If I go back and assess some of them. So we'll see. I just gave it an 8 on that one.
Okay.
Like getting to see the Wasp suit introduced. Like
That's right. Yeah. And that was a nice one.
Older stuff when they go back in time is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yellow Jacket's still a cool design, I think.
Yeah.
And it's funny seeing like just practically in the film, them dragging, when he's in jail, dragging the like microscopic ant suit across the ground. Pretty cool.
All right, so what about audio? What'd you give music? What'd you give sound design?
So this one was the most contrast. The music's very forgettable to me.
Yeah, I mean, it had that dun, 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 dun. And I'm doing my best to not forget that, so that as we see Ant-Man in the Avengers movies, all that stuff, I want to see, like, do they use that anymore? Or is that something that we just forget?
Yeah. On the flip side, sound design is the highest score I've given it so far of any of the MCU films so
far. Like we kind of mentioned, there's a different sound environment for us, for like whenever we're full size versus the small. Like, and they were constantly jumping back and forth between it at a master level. Mm-hmm. So,
and there's a scene where they're in Cassie's room at the end about the fight, and they're both full size, and he says something like, "Pick on somebody your own size" or whatever, and they both shrink down. And you hear like just a toy train and it crescendos into this full real train sound, like all in the sequence of them getting smaller. So there's this cool like contrasting juxtaposition of them crossing each other, like, you know, one gets bigger while the other gets smaller kind of thing. Very well done at different levels all throughout the film.
Yeah.
Just cool sound design.
But yeah, I gave sound design a 9.
Same.
Just kind of leaving myself some room, like I probably should have done in previous categories. Because I was just like, it was really good.
Yeah.
But I couldn't really, other than just, and I'm using this not in a negative way, but like the gimmick of the different sound worlds. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, is how much did they really have to invent for this? I couldn't remember, you know, different things. But it was great. Yeah. So 9, it's kind of like how... There's a category that I gave somebody a 9 in, but it was like super, super, super good.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that nothing ever gets better than a 9 in sound design for me whenever I compare it back against this. So
yeah,
it was solid. All right. For general effect, we have emotional response, drama, action, comedy, and fan service / post-credit scenes / comic references. What was your high and what was your low?
High was on the post-credit scenes, fan service-y stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There are several moments that have like some comic book accuracy, some not so much, but overall good. And then I remember the feeling of the post-credit scene, getting to see like what we didn't know at the time, but was a cut scene from, well, a scene taken from Captain America: Civil War, And I think very much prior to this, the Comic-Con had Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans come up on stage to announce the film, and they just kind of like put fists at each other. Just a lot of hype, and then like the mood changed even. Like there's so much contrast from the color of that film to this one that it just, that one scene was like, oh, we're going there. We're now in the point where we're doing big comic book events in the MCU, and I was just so hyped about that. That was the high one, and then low, I had drama and emotional response just at a 7 for both of those for me. Yeah. Nothing to write home about.
Yeah, that was kind of the same boat for drama and response.
Also, comedy was just behind the fan service stuff for me.
I went ahead, and this like we've said multiple times, comedy doesn't necessarily mean this is the most hilarious movie we've ever seen. It's like the comedy that they put in, does it fit? Does it work with the world that we're in? And how well do they deliver on it? And so because
it's very strong,
I gave it a 10. Yeah. Like, because I mean, the only other 10 in comedy I have so far is Guardians, and it was a different type of 10.
Yeah. Like, it's not as funny as Guardians to me. That doesn't mean it's not good.
Yeah.
So it still made me laugh. Even I've seen it several times now and I still laugh.
Yeah. Like, I think I gave it the 10 because coming so soon after Guardians and watching Guardians so critically, I expected myself to not think Ant-Man was as funny, but I was wrong. So like, it was just, like I said, funny in different ways. And, you know, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? All right. So
zoom in so I can see
grand total. What placement did you end up putting Ant-Man?
Let's see. Ant-Man's where? There is that. Oh, yeah, it moves. Okay, so of the ones we have watched, not counting things that we have watched ahead and given us a reference for. Wait.
You should just be able to delete 2.
Yeah, so it's eighth overall for me.
Shouldn't it be 7th overall?
Is it? Oh, yeah, yep, you're right.
Hawkeye's in there.
That's how sick I am. I don't know how to use numbers anymore.
So yeah, for me, which might be sacrilegious to many, I have Ant-Man sitting 3rd.
That is a high score.
So, I mean, I've got Guardians followed by Winter Soldier followed by Ant-Man. And then just like a fraction of a point behind is Avengers.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Like to punch Drew in the face for liking Ant-Man more than Avengers, join our Discord.
And the thing is, like, I don't know if I did.
Yeah.
Like, okay, hold on. Let me look back. My gut ranking.
You're thinking like, about giving it more points.
Gut ranking, Ant-Man still beats it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, like, Avengers was a more monumental film.
Yeah.
I feel like it should have been higher, but the ratings put it where it put it.
At the end of every phase, we go back and just in our free time watch Avengers. Just remember.
Yeah.
Like, okay, is that still true? Did I like Ant-Man more? Yeah. Did I like that? It's tough, man. Like, the gut ranking almost is more important.
Yeah.
For this than the when we sit down and think about it and try to poke holes in it.
It's still 3rd in my gut ranking.
Yeah. So I mean,
and Avengers film, like is still 4th.
Yeah. Mine has been consistent score-wise. Like, I gave this a 7.4 gut.
Yeah.
You know, and if you just multiply that, it works up to a 74, and I gave this a 76.8, so it's not way off.
See, mine was an 8.8 gut, and it ended up with an 81.58.
Yeah,
So I mean, I was harsher on it with everything, all the ratings, but it still ended up in the same place.
Right. Yeah, it's a good film. Don't get me wrong. I think I had seen so many really strong ones. And again, I was higher on Ultron than you were too. So
yeah,
I'm excited for when we put these together and average our scores. This is going to get really nutty then because we're getting to where we're finally differing on some key movies.
Yeah.
So
and I think it's just like, anything that makes it into the 90s like is a great, great film. Like in the 80s, it's going to be funny. Like Ant-Man is probably going to get booted down. Avengers is going to get booted down my list and might not even crack the top 10 when all is said and done. But that doesn't mean it was bad.
It just means
that the ones ahead of it, I cared for.
Well, you and I were talking about this after Ant-Man because we always call each other and discuss our scores. Phase 3 is next.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one.
You want to just run this down real quick?
Go ahead.
So
this is the next order we're watching.
Phase three, we have Captain America, Civil War.
Banger.
Doctor Strange.
Great.
Guardians 2.
Very good.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Incredible.
There we go. Thor Ragnarok.
Maybe the best Thor film.
Yes. Black Panther.
Huge.
Yeah.
And then listen to these two.
And then Infinity War and Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And then Endgame. Oh, wait. And then we have one more. As if that wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Far From Home. Like, it's just...
That whole phase is like...
90s. It's going to be in the 90s.
It's just going to be strong. Like, the word... We guessed right now. I think Guardians... or Captain Marvel might be on the low list for me out of those.
And it's funny, we were talking about this, like, because I asked, like, which one are you most excited? I know if you've listened to all of our episodes, you're sick of me saying this, but we talked about, like, what are you most excited to see? What are you least excited to see? The one I was least excited to see was Winter Soldier, which is number two right now for me. And the one that I was most excited to see is Captain Marvel.
Right. But what if that becomes worse than the Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, but I don't think it will. No, but it's because I've only seen Captain Marvel once. And
right.
All that 90s nostalgia, I want to see if it's still good.
Sweet dial-up modem action.
Yeah, but I'm really curious. Like, just because it was my most excited one doesn't mean it might not get, you know, in the bottom quarter of the thing when all's said and done.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to say, like, part of me, there's also a little person on my shoulder because my wife, like, loved Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
She walked out, and I'm going to censor this a little bit for those who are listening, but, like, she was just like, it was just so good to see a woman kicking butt.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I get that because, oh, man, she did in that movie. So, you know, I'm excited to see that again and see how it goes and then also know what ends up happening.
Mm-hmm.
And where we're going from there. So
yeah, so phase three is next, and it's
big time.
It's a bunch of doozies.
And then we get to phase four, and it's a whole bunch of TV shows, which are going to be harder to rate.
Yeah,
we're going to have to sit down and binge hours and hours of stuff.
Yeah, we still have, like, we're only like halfway through this list, and by the time we get to where the end of it is now, more stuff's going to be out.
We're not even close to halfway.
No.
Like, by the time we finish phase three, we'll be almost halfway.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're super excited. Again, if you want to rank these with us, it's not too late to just jump on where we're at now and go back and catch up later.
Yeah. So you can find a link to how to find you can find a link to this spreadsheet down in the show notes, and then join the Discord link also in the show notes and tell us what you're up to, what you think of all these. Am I a crazy person for putting Ant-Man ahead of Avengers?
Yes.
Time will tell.
Tell them why. Just kidding. Cool. Anything else before we get out of here and I don't talk for the rest of the week?
No. We'd seriously love it if you jumped on the Discord. Let us know what you think. And tell us what you want us to cover next series. I will say one thing. I almost talked about it in the What You've Been Reading Yo. I've been considering starting over with House and Powers of 10/X.
Wow.
Like, going back so that I can actually read the Dawn of X-Men
Dude,
stuff.
There's a ton.
Oh, I know. There's so many. I think I would end up just having to be like, all right, I'm reading the main X-Men line.
Yeah.
And then.
But dude, you're going to miss some.
Oh, I know. I know. Like, just for sure. Let's see. And then maybe
Marauders. Incredible.
So I don't know. It's just, there's only so many hours in the day.
Yeah. New Mutants. So, like, banger.
Are you interested in X-Men? Because that is one thing. Our first hiatus.
Yeah.
The end of season one came as we were covering House of X, Powers of 10, and we never finished.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's time to dust it off and start over.
Maybe it's time to dust it off and finish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, let us know what you want us to read. We have some ideas coming forward. We're, for the foreseeable future, always going to have our Alex and Drew rank the MCU segment because it's just so dang fun.
And one day we'll catch up to it.
Yep.
And when that happens, we will do Alex and Drew rank the DCEU or DCU.
All of it.
Or Alex and Drew rank the Star Wars universe. Alex and
you
Drew.
You know what would be a real fun one to do?
What?
The DC animated stuff.
That would take forever.
Yeah.
But it'd be good.
It's really good stuff. Teen Titans is great. The Young Justice. Mm-hmm. Holy.
Yeah.
Really good.
The new stuff?
Yeah, new and old.
Okay.
The Young Justice stuff is, like, great with Aqualad and some other characters. Yeah. Cool, that's all I got. I'm losing my voice, so I'm going to let Drew sign us off here. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Two Man Comic Book Club podcast. I hit the wrong button.
Happy holidays.
No, I hit the right button. I don't know what I'm doing. You can't hear this. How many times did I hit that button? Leaving it in. Have we been hearing all this
air.
Extra air this whole time? If we are, and you're still listening, I'm sorry.